Washington, this is VOA News. Iraqi Peshmerga fighters head to Syria to battle Islamic State militants. President Obama talks about Ebola. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga fighters are headed to Kobani, Syria, to help Syrian Kurds fight Islamic State militants for control of the town just south of the Turkish border. Kurdish officials say 80 fighters equipped with artillery and machine guns were expected to join the battle for Kobani Tuesday. Another 72 are expected to arrive Wednesday. The U.S. launched four more aerial attacks Tuesday on Islamic State positions in Kobani and nine other strikes against the jihadists in Iraq. President Obama says it is important for Americans to remind themselves that only two people have contracted Ebola on U.S. soil and that both are now free of the disease. President Obama spoke Tuesday just hours after the second Texas nurse to be diagnosed with Ebola was released from the hospital. Amber Vincent says she is so grateful to be well. President Obama said he spoke by phone with a 29-year-old nurse who he said was on her way back home. Mr. Obama said the other nurse, Nina Pham, who was released from a Maryland hospital last week after being declared Ebola-free, is also doing wonderfully. At least 18 workers are trapped underground after an accident in a coal mine in southern Turkey. Initial reports say flooding inside the mine near the town of Ermenek in Karaman province caused a cave-in. But subsequent reports are saying workers are trapped by the water. Turkey's Emergency Management Agency says a broken pipe in the mine caused the flooding. This is VOA News. Protesters in Hong Kong marked the one-month anniversary of their student-led pro-democracy demonstrations. Tuesday's anniversary came amid an impasse between the protesters and authorities in a semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Protesters want Beijing to repeal its decision to screen candidates for the territory's 2017 election for chief executive. The United Nations Refugee Agency is urging Spain not to legalize automatic returns of people who are trying to cross into its enclaves in Ceuta and Melilla, located in North Africa. The UNHCR says stripping people of their right to request asylum could put Spain in breach of the 1951 Refugee Convention. Lisa Schlott has details.
The UN Refugee Agency says people who are seeking international protection should have the possibility of being heard and their claims for asylum assessed by competent authorities. The agency says this basic right is being put at risk by a proposal by Spain to automatically return people without proper documentation when they try to cross fences into its enclaves of Ceuta and Melilla in North Africa. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says there has been an increase in the number of people arriving irregularly through this route since 2013. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Foreign ministers and representatives from 40 nations met Tuesday in Berlin to focus on helping Syria's neighbors cope with a huge group of refugees who have been pushed from their country after more than 3 years of war. The UN has registered more than 3 million Syrian refugees. Turkey and Lebanon are each hosting more than 1 million, while Jordan, Iraq, and Egypt have taken in hundreds of thousands more. Russia will recognize the results of upcoming elections in two separatist regions of eastern Ukraine. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the voting schedule for November 2nd would be important for the legitimization of power in the unrecognized People's Republics of Donetsk and Luhansk. U.S. Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson is ordering tighter security at federal government buildings in Washington and other major cities. He says the reason for the enhanced presence of federal protective officers is self-evident. Terrorist groups have called for attacks inside the United States and elsewhere, including strikes on law enforcement and other government officials. A friend of suspected Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev was convicted of lying during the investigation into the deadly April 2013 attack. A U.S. jury found 21-year-old Robel Filipos guilty on two counts of making false statements to authorities. He faces up to 16 years in prison when he is sentenced this January. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.